Once upon a time, there was a young girl. She was pretty and kind. Her mother died, and her father married again. He married a proud, mean woman. She had two ugly daughters. They were unkind. They made the girl work hard. Sometimes, the girl sat by the fireplace to get warm. There were a lot of cinders there.She got filthy because of them. Her stepsisters called her Cinderella to make fun of her. One day, the king had a ball. It was a big party. The stepsisters dressed in their best clothes. Cinderella helped them. She combed their hair.
Cinderella, do you want to go?
Asked one stepsister.
It is no place for me, Cinderella said.
That is true, said the older stepsister. You have no fancy dresses.
The stepsisters left for the ball. Cinderella sat down. She wept and wept.
Why are you weeping? Asked a woman.
It was Cinderella's fairy godmother. Cinderella was so sad she could not speak.
Do you want to go to the ball?
Asked her fairy godmother.
Yes, said Cinderella. You are a good girl. I will help you. You can go to the ball.
How?
Asked Cinderella.
Go to the garden.Bring me a pumpkin.
Cinderella did so. The fairy godmother took out her wand. She touched the pumpkin. It changed into a coach.
Look, mice!
She touched six mice. They became six gray horses.
A rat,
she said, touching a fat rat. The rat became the coachman.
Lizards,
she touched six lizards. They became the servants.
Good, now you can go to the ball. Are you happy?
Asked the fairy godmother.
Yes, said Cinderella, but my dress...It is filthy.
The fairy godmother touched Cinderella. Her filthy clothes turned into a beautiful silver dress. She also had glass slippers. The fairy godmother said,
Leave the ball before midnight. The magic stops at midnight. Do not stay later than that.
Cinderella went to the ball. She was kind and friendly. Everyone liked her. Everyone whispered,
Who is she?
And,
Who is that kind girl?
And,
Is she a princess?
No one knew. The prince fell in love with her. He wanted to dance with her.
Can we dance?
He asked.
Yes, said Cinderella.
They danced together all night. Then Cinderella looked at the clock. It was 11:45. It was time to go home. At midnight, the coach became a pumpkin again. The horses became mice. The servants became lizards. The coachman became a rat. The dress became rags. But Cinderella was happy.Cinderella's stepsisters came back from the ball.
The ball was fun. A princess was there,
said one stepsister.
The prince loves her, but no one knows her name,
said the other. Cinderella smiled. She helped her sisters.
Tomorrow, let's go again. I want to see her one more time.
Me too.
The next day,The stepsisters went to the ball. The fairy godmother came again. She made the pumpkin into a coach. The
The mice became horses. The lizards became servants. The rat became a coachman. Cinderella had a gold dress to go with her glass slippers.
Do not forget, leave before midnight. The magic stops at midnight,
said the fairy godmother. Cinderella went to the ball again. She danced with the prince. She was kind to everyone. Her stepsisters were kind to her. Cinderella was so happy. She laughed. She twirled. She forgot about the time. She looked at the clock. It was almost midnight. Cinderella ran. The coach was a pumpkin. Cinderella ran faster. She lost a glass slipper at the palace. She did not stop. Cinderella ran all the way home. She went to a cupboard. She put her glass slipper in it. The next day, the king said,
"The prince found one glass slipper. The prince loves the woman with the glass slippers. All women must try on the glass slipper. The prince will marry the woman that it fits."
The stepsisters were excited to hear this. The older stepsister said,
"I can wear it."
The younger stepsister said,
"Your feet are giant, but I can wear it."
Knock, knock. Someone was at the door. The stepsisters opened the door. It was the servant of the king. He had the glass slipper. The stepsisters sat on the couch. The older stepsister tried on the glass slipper. She wiggled her toes. The glass slipper did not fit. The younger stepsister tried it on. She wiggled her toes. The glass slipper did not fit. Even the stepmother tried it on. The glass slipper almost cracked. Cinderella came out.
"Can I try, please?"
Her stepmother laughed.
You are too dirty. Go away.
But the king's servant asked Cinderella to sit down. The servant put the slipper on her foot. It fit perfectly. Everyone was surprised. Cinderella took out the other glass slipper. She put it on. Her clothes turned into a beautiful dress. The prince married Cinderella. She was kind to her stepsisters. She helped them get married. They all lived happily ever after.